You know when you don't really know what to do? You can tell someone's listening. You have something on the way. You're sitting there staring at your shoes. You're trying to figure out what's what. You want to get something done, but you got something big coming up around the corner, huh? We call these stall tactics. It could be happening in a restroom near you.
So I'm Dan.
And I'm Nick, folks.
We're old friends dissecting one topic at a time. People, technology, media, we've got it all covered.
Each discussion here is a deep dive into our unique perspective. Taboo, forbidden subjects, they're all on the chopping block, baby. We don't pander to popular opinion. We might even get a little bit dirty.
Warning, this podcast may contain mature language and sexual content, and is for infotainment purposes only.
So join us. Have a good time.
Open up your ear holes, because we're going to fondle your follicles. There we go.
Again.
We're here.
Do you do that when you're at the stall? When you're at the urinal?
Yeah, you have to. You also, do you know what people do? Almost everyone does this. If you're entering a bathroom for the first time and you're not sure if someone's in there, or if you're in there and you think you hear footsteps heading towards your door, inadvertently you make a signal noise. I think most people do this.
Either you pitter-patter.
There you go. Or you go. You make a noise. Trust me. It's there. Pay attention next time, folks. Pay attention. I relieve yourselves of duty.
I agree with you. I have a method of doing it where I like the awkward where you're standing next to each other at the urinal. And you're like,
I'm a urinal talker.
You are? Really?
Everyone says like, I walk up and start talking to people. Nah, I'm like, just to kind of gauge the temperature in the room. Woo!
That was good. Then I walk away. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because I don't talk to the person. I just make a sentence, fill the room.
You make it so they don't have to respond to you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. They can either laugh at it or be like, what? Did he just say, woo, what a great day.
You know that 7% of the population has paraurethresis?
Is that fear of peeing in public?
It's not the fear. It's the freezing of peeing in public. It's a stage fright. It's like you can't get it out because you're...
Isn't that fear?
I don't know. It's fear. I don't know. It's kind of like a... What is that, like parasympathetic reaction? One that you can't control? I don't know that you're scared of the environment.
Weird. That's only 7%. I would have guessed higher, actually.
Really?
I would have guessed like 15%. I don't know.
I don't know. I get it. I like to flush the urinal before I get there, have a nice flow of water, get in the mood, you know? Water all sounds the same. It just blacks out the ambient noise. Let it flow.
And then you can go to town.
And then you're like, woo! And I'm like, son of a bitch. One of these people.
One of those guys. And it just cuts off. So you tell me 7% of the population is terrified of me because I'm ruining their peeing experience?
Yeah, 1 in 14. Hopefully it's a small bathroom, so you don't have to. The odds are in your favor.
Woo! Am I right, guys? Woo! 13 people hollering back. Woo! One guy just, damn it. You ruined it.
We're going to do a little recap from the last episodes, so as far as we can get, and we'll see how much we cover. The things that we might have missed, things that we would have liked to have talked about.
Would have loved to have talked about.
Yeah.
I'm Pan or Dan might want to have talked about it the most.
Most of them, yes. Like bank heists? What's one thing that we missed?
Bank heists?
What's one thing that we missed from bank heists?
Mine's actually a correction. I said somewhere that they could trigger a silent alarm. Not a real thing.
How is that not a real thing?
Someone at the bank has to text the boss of the bank, whoever the boss is for your particular branch, and the boss decides whether he's going to call the cops. He might drive there himself to deal with the issue, or he can just laugh and close his phone.
he can laugh at you for not having enough money so you could take the day off.
They're robbing my bank. Enjoy your day off, girls. The bank I go to has 3 receptions. They're all girls.
Females.
They probably have more at night. And you know. No, so they're girls. They're
more sexist.
They're under 14.
Doesn't that sound more sexist when you say female, though?
It kind of does.
3 females.
Females.
Women. Women of appropriate age for the job that they're doing.
That's what I'm going to start saying.
And then that's kind of there's got to be a different kind of neglect though when if they aren't old enough for the job that they're doing. I don't know what you're implying. If they are old
enough,
it's
illegal.
Yeah,
no, it's illegal. You can't have like a 14-year-old working at your bank.
Don't they have to have a
an adult supervise them?
No.
Just the 14-year-old accepting the money and a transaction, and they look over their shoulder after every transaction, and the parent or guardian says, "Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. Good. You better count the money she gives you. Double check."
My question is, who's making all the money?
Not the slaves.
I don't know. Because check this. My nephew did an appearance in a TV show. What the heck's it called? It's one of those true crime TV shows where they a boring version
NCIS.
On one of those channels. Sure, one of those.
Sure.
But it's
Columbo.
It's a documentary on a serial killer, and they needed a kid between like age 3 and 5 to play the kid as a youth. So it was a friend of mine, Fred. Shout out, Fred. Fred. We used to have Fred parties. I'll just say that. Shout out Fred parties. Oh boy.
I don't know what you're implying.
Fred party unique. Is a party in yeah, it's like the grade school kids throw it, but one person somehow gets beer and the house is somehow empty. And so it's like a beer house party that gets wild, but it's just grade school age kids.
Wow. That's starting young.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
did you hit puberty yet?
Ninth grade.
I guess. That's right at the cusp.
Right. Anyway.
Except for that.
Shut up.
14th
shout
kid.
Shout out this person. I won't mention his first name again, but he works for a production company, and they were like, I texted him. I was like, whatever. My sister was like, can my son do it? And I was like, yeah, try it. So he went. He put on like these little outfits they made him wear, like make it look like it was the 1980s. Like I feel like little brown shoes, brown clogs and stuff. Hmm. And they were like, you have to pretend to play with this dead bird. And like, I think they were supposed to make him look remorseless. So he was supposed to just poke a dead bird, but it was a fake bird, obviously. And then they did a scene where he's sitting watching a TV in front of both of his parents who are just screaming obscenities at each other and like yelling in front of him, like, to show that he's detached.
Yeah.
Anyway, she did it not knowing anything, you know, is he going to get paid? Is this going on his resume? Like what? And they didn't say anything to her, sent her home. He just got a check for some moolah. And he gets his name in the credits and stuff. So I guess he's a child worker.
Huh. Does he get that? So like Macaulay Culkin talked about this, that he just like lived life as a child. And his child version was that he was an actor. So like he just... like instead of going to school, his thing to do was to act, and he thought he enjoyed it until it became a job, and it became like work. And then by the time he got tired of it, he must have been like what, 13 or 14, and then he had a boatload of money. Yeah, he had enough money that he didn't have to worry about anything. It's a weird spin. Yeah, he said he's fine. He has like a place in New York.
So weird. I see him. He wears ironic T-shirts that have another actor. Ryan Gosling or something?
He's kind of like smirky, a little bit like
yeah, but cocky he's bit. Okay though. Like he's cool. Like he's not like one of those ones who gets like molested and he's ruined. He's on drugs and stuff. Or he looks bad. He looks like bearded up and like he hasn't showered in a while. But he's okay though. Maybe he's not broke. Is he broke?
He's not broke. No, I think he has enough money. It's just the topics that he talked about. I think he was on Joe Rogan. He talked about some strange ones. Talked about his own poop. I was like, this is weird. And he talked about what he's like Like, I felt like he didn't have enough friends, like real friends. Because, like, yeah, I think you would have talked about that with a friend, and your friend would be like, okay.
Don't bring it up.
Don't, yeah. Okay. Macaulay. That's enough.
Macaulay. He probably listens to the podcast.
Sure.
I hope he does.
He's got some weirdness, too. He said he had, like, a bunch of mannequins in his apartment. Like, just he likes mannequins, so there are mannequins everywhere. I was just like, what's wrong with you?
If you go long enough without making the love, they say even department store mannequins start to drive a man wild. You'll start fantasizing about women just cut up from here.
A mannequin a day keeps the women away.
Yes, it does.
It certainly does. So the
is that a sexual thing? Mannequins? I don't know.
I don't know how it can be. I mean,
oh, I know how it can
be. If it has real clothing on, but if it's naked, it's less sexy, I would think.
I actually agree with that. I don't always agree with you, but I 100% agree. Yeah. A naked mannequin is less sexy than a clothed mannequin. I mean, I could picture a mannequin in underwear. That's
Yeah. I
can see that. Yeah.
You it's more like important part. Yeah, it makes it more human. It's like the uncanny valley is now like you're getting out of the valley because it's more real for some reason.
I think you're headed into the valley because once they're removed, it's like
I guess that. What? Yeah. It's like you're squinting, make it a little blurry, and you'd be like, that could be my love, my future love.
That might be true love.
Like, that's what Macaulay Culkin is saying with his eyes open.
God bless Macaulay, and God bless mannequins. Moving on.
Bank heist. The one thing I wanted to cover was Stockholm Syndrome. Where we were. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't get into that.
No, we didn't. Situation. Yeah, that was actually – I think it was a bank heist in Stockholm where four of them were – taken hostage.
Homestock, Sweden.
Yes. Homestock. Stockholm, Sweden. So they're taken hostage.
Homestock for like years.
Homestock. Why? Why? That doesn't make any sense.
It was a miscommunication in my brain. I just labeled it as Homestock, Sweden, and no one corrected me for about 3 years.
Huh. Just like, it's, just let him go. He's got a problem. He'll figure it out.
Did he say Homestock? He probably didn't. Let him go.
No. So this is a bank robbery. There are four employees. They were hostage for 6 days. And then once they actually had their time in court.
6 days?
6 days. And they were threatened with dynamite and nooses, apparently. And when it came time in court, they wouldn't testify against their captors.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
They got to know them.
Kind of like you can be brainwashed to like anybody or be, I wouldn't say forced, just... I don't know. Maybe you feel like they're real people at a certain point, and then you're just like, I understand why you did it. Maybe it resonates with you. It's like,
100%.
Fuck this bank. I hate it too.
I mean, we've said it multiple times on this exact podcast, but everyone's the good guy in their own story. So if you can convey to another person, even someone with the exact opposite ideals, opposite idea, opposite of the gun you have held at them.
Mm-hmm.
That you're doing this because of X, Y, Z, and that these reasons are pretty altruistic. They're human. They make sense. I think you would side with them, at least to a degree. You wouldn't want to punish them for nothing. Yeah. You might not love them, but you're like, hey, they're people too.
I feel like this would be a great sitcom for people to take over a bank and have hostages, and eventually they form lifelong connections, and they just completely ignore that there's like any sort of situation going on, that they live like
I didn't get to this in the podcast. There was a bank heist that
it was like the longest bank heist ever.
No, but this was I wish I remember the exact details. I think one was a guard who they tricked into believing something that they worked for a company or something. So they worked together to get these guys into the bank, and then they turned out to be the robbers and everything. But they spent like 6 hours a day for like a week just doing whatever pretend training exercises. Like they were like, we're SWAT, we're going for emotions. Can you show us how you do this? I forget how it worked. All I know is they were caught. The guys were arrested. The guard was allowed, you know, oh, he had no idea. He was just doing his job, whatever. the guard and one of the guys from the heist team would still write each other letters. They were like best friends. Even after he was in jail, they were like, he was a cool dude. Like, and it's like, wait a minute, you guys are friends? And it caught my eye because I laughed at it. And I wish I wrote it down. I didn't. I just read this prepping for the last episode. But they really became friends and would write each other from jail and not jail.
Huh.
And it's like, hey, he's pretty cool. He's hilarious. He loves the Sixers. Oh, dude, could talk ball all day. And it's like, wow, yeah, he's cool.
Did you hear about Jenny and Jim today? They got caught in the bank. Yeah. They're stuck in the vault for a little while.
Maybe some gossip.
Yeah.
Really, it's all about gossip, isn't it?
I think so. That's how you make connections. You got to have someone to shit on.
Or talk good on, but mostly shit. Yeah. Gossip's like 90% shit.
That brings us to our next episode that we
bring it.
Douchebags.
Douchebag.
Shit talkers. I think I said all I wanted to say about douchebags. I think I covered it pretty well. I felt really good after that episode. Feels good to voice your own opinion and really get it out there. Release all that anger. Not too many people are allowed to like yell frequently. Like, I wish there was a period in the day, like a 5-minute period, where you were just allowed to yell and scream and go crazy, just release all your anger.
Like the purge, but the...
Like a 2-minute purge of anger. Imagine just people just walking outside, looking at their watch, a bell dings, and they're all screaming.
Everyone's screaming?
Yeah.
I'd sign up for it.
Yeah. Like those people that pray. Those people, the Muslim people who pray during the like that, like, ding, you have one person that's silent, another person that's right behind them screaming at them. That'd be so,
what would you do for like 2 minutes?
If you could do anything you wanted to just act out.
Nothing is illegal. I mean, except.
You're not allowed to punch anything.
I think you could, as long as, if they still had an injury after the 2 minutes is over.
Like, it's like have to be healed.
Well, like, so if you, like, give like a nasty smack, you'd be like, ow, you son of a bitch.
That would be great,
but after 2 minutes, they'd be fine, right?
If you're not paying attention, you're just typing at your desk, and someone's just like, psh! It's just like,
yeah. Oh, 2 minutes.
Yeah, literally the second it starts.
They'll broken in 2 minutes. That's messed up. You can't do something like that. Or shoot them. They'll still be dead in 2 minutes.
If you could do anything crazy and it was allowed that didn't hurt anybody else. You have to go streaking and be back.
No, you know what? I did figure out what I would do. I would just break something. But just pay for it.
Yeah, of course.
God damn it.
You'd have to buy something you could repair and then break again the next day.
I would love to do it with a hammer. Like a sledgehammer. Like the Thor. Like a Thor-shaped one.
Well, like a, how cool would that chunk of ice. It would just evaporate and then you just like fill up another jug of ice.
It would turn into freeze water. It. It would just turn into water.
No, I mean like you would continually fill the thing to break the next day. You have like an ice vase that you just like smash in the ground and then you wouldn't have to clean it up because it would just evaporate. You do it outside?
Yeah, you better do it outside.
It's like you're
not doing the office.
That's how you, that'd be great if that's how you watered your lawn or like watered your flowers. You just like, ah!
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that covers our escapism and fantasy episode.
Jumped right into it.
Yeah, I think it might also cover our God, religion, life, death, and soul episode before that too.
I didn't want to talk about this because I didn't get into it. Mm-hmm. Abortion. I think it should be mandatory. Anyway, we can move on to the next part.
skip over that 5 seconds. We're gonna skip over 100 pages here and go right to Lisa Jackson's Malice.
Oh, that was a good book. Well, the pages we read were very good.
Yeah. The one with the owl shitting in the warehouse where he's running and
kind of weird. And the one where the building was empty and he was looking for her and couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the detective was asking him all the questions and the other detective was there and the other detective.
Like, he only knows detectives. I spent my entire life in a police house. I don't. I haven't left this building in years. Did you hear about the there was one thing about, like, what's the worst story you heard on Wikipedia? And there was a story of a woman who was born and she had some sort of mental incapabilities. That's the nicest way to say it. And
That's a nice way. Yeah. Sounds fun, actually.
Yeah, well, her life was terrible. Her dad had...
You made it sound real nice, so that's on you.
Yeah, well, I felt sorry for her because she had a terrible life.
You shouldn't.
She was strapped to a chair. She's
an independent, strong woman who is strapped to a chair.
For 13 years of her life. He refused to let her out of the basement or wherever she was. Never left the house. Yeah, she didn't learn language because she had no social skills. She had no interactions. She had zero input. Yeah, Genie. How do you know Genie?
Wait, you're talking. Is this about Genie?
It's about Genie.
Oh man, I know every psychology major in the world talks about Genie. Genie's everyone's favorite thing in the world. What did her intelligence end up being? Like a 5-year-old, essentially. Even though she's like 20 or something.
Can that? 18. I guess that permanently stunts your end game growth.
She couldn't really get much. Like they taught her things, and she did adjust better than being strapped to a chair or a bed. I think she was actually chained to a bed, wasn't she?
I heard strapped to a chair. That was the 5-second synopsis I read.
Well, the 5-minute synopsis I had, I think she was chained to a bed so she could lay down, stand up, lay down, stand up, sleep, poop in a chair or something. Maybe, I don't know. Get fed food.
So do you think, she lacked intelligence because of stimulation or because she was malnourished? I don't know if she was...
Lack of English major.
Need more English major.
I think you do. Well, think about it. She didn't have any language interaction.
She didn't have any podcasts.
She couldn't listen to podcasts.
Genie, if you're out there.
Hit that like button. Subscribe, Genie.
Oh, that's awful. We're going to go to hell for that. Oh,
you're going to go. She does subscribe. I sure am. I'll take it. That's pretty funny. Terrible. Terrible. Can't believe you laughed. I didn't. The record show I was coughing.
Next episode.
No, but the lack of social interaction on a whole just killed the game because you don't – social's not important just because it develops other social skills. It's important because it helps develop all your other abilities, skills. It tells you where you should focus, your math, your linear, your physical.
What do you think filled her brain instead? Do you think she's exceptionally great at other things that just we don't perceive? Like
sensing the temperature in the room? It's a tiny bit warmer than it was earlier. Like, honestly, maybe.
Maybe. She could, like, sense people around her, maybe?
No. I was literally more boring. Like, she can tell a quarter degree
72.63.
I mean, she wouldn't know the number, but she would know the difference between 72.6 and 72.8.
She might know numbers, though.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know. Do you go to school if you're locked away for 18 years? Do you go and get a GED? Do you?
Why
does the state pay for that?
No. The scientists were teaching her, trying to teach her every day.
Yeah, that was weird too.
That's an extreme case. This is an extreme case. This is like crazy case. I don't think she ever went to get a GED, or you don't get a job after Genie. Like you become a case study where people try and teach you things.
But what do you do? I mean, do you free pass? Do you get paid by the government to just live out your life? And you never get to live life. That sucks.
They house her and they tried to teach her things. I was just saying, if anything, she had it easy because think about it. Like, did she have to get a job? No.
She works at your bank. She's one of the girls.
One of the parents or guardians who is there to help.
Let's go on to 56, which is career job interview, negotiate salary.
I took the job.
You took it? You did?
Yeah.
Did they give you a bump in pay?
No. But apparently he was saying like he did his whole mannerism was of, you get your weekly check for how much you sell. And I was like, do you sell one a week? Do you sell two every month? Like, what is it? He's like, no, you make more than that. And he's like, well, I'm not allowed to say you make more, but you make more. And I was like, okay, so it's like a waiter tip thing. He's like, kind of. They sell like 160 a day.
Huh.
Of this item that I'm not going to get into. And I was like, I was like fishing for it.
Does he know how to do math? Is he – do you trust him as a friend?
No, 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 no. This is the other person.
This is the guy that's selling you on the job.
Yeah. But he seemed like it'll be, what are you, an idiot? Like, yeah, you make commission every week and then you get this weekly thing. And he's like, I mean.
What if it's less than what you anticipate? I guess it doesn't matter because you can go back to your original job, right?
Yeah, I can
you
go can back. Try. I can go back. I can go back.
Two minutes in, you're like, this doesn't make sense.
Well, I think the first 2 weeks you don't get any commission because you're training. So I think he said for the first 2 to 3 weeks it's going to suck. After that, though, he's like, you make money. He was like weird about it. He was like,
you make money.
It was just weird because I guess he it's like being a waiter, I guess, and being like, what if I only make the base salary? And he's like, you don't just make that. You make. He was saying it like that, and I was like, what if I only sell one? He's like, that's impossible. even an idiot will sell two a day. Like, I don't know. I get a vibe. And either way, I'm trying it. Something different.
Mm-hmm. When does that start?
September 2nd or 3rd, day after Labor Day.
Okay. Wow, that's soon. 2 weeks. I'm giving you 2 weeks notice.
Making it rain, dollar bills.
Earth.
That's my correction for that episode.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't think I have. There are things I want to talk about, but they're too big. They're not small.
They're not tiny little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On to the next episode. Earth, weather, system.
I was just re-waking my phone to see.
Ah. Trying to catch out of the curve. Get out of the curve. This one.
Earth, weather.
I don't know.
It was perfect.
It's pretty good. There's probably stuff about water I wanted to say. We covered a lot about water, though.
You talk about water all day, man. It doesn't end.
It is weird. Certain things that pop in your head when you're like, oh, I should have said that in the episode. But it was like, that was like 3 weeks ago when it randomly popped in my head when I was waiting in line.
Ice is the only solid that floats. Oh, man, I did mention that. That'll pop into your head while you're in the supermarket.
I was sitting at Chipotle eating my lunch today. And they, like, you know, I don't know if your Chipotles have these, like, raised tables that are really tiny.
Yeah, two people. They're all, like, silvery.
They're dumb. Like they're too small. Sure. Anyway, I've been going through this, like, rebirth. I'm like a butterfly now. So I feel like I should talk to everybody. Just, like, reason.
Christ, this guy.
Yeah, for no reason.
I do this, so I'm...
I agree. Yeah. Maybe you're having an effect on me.
Maybe. Interesting.
So I sat down. There was I was like there like maybe 10 minutes before a woman and her daughter. Her daughter was probably like, I'm going to say 18, somewhere around
there. Hot. Yeah,
not hot. 18? She was okay.
She's
average.
Trying to put you on the spot.
Maybe slightly above average if she's listening to this episode. Maybe average if she's not. She's okay. She goes around. She's looking for one of the like the booth style things, which are taken because no one wants to sit at these stupid high tables. She sat down, and that's the moment I was texting you about a future topic. And I wanted
to topic. I want to know what the time of the day it was. I can feel it.
Sexual arousal was going to be our topic.
Oh, today?
Yeah, this is today. Today.
Wow, are you crazy today? Anyway, yeah.
So I was texting it, and I was like. It felt weird to transition from that to, like, telling her, like, man, these tables are tiny, huh? Like, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, okay, that's perfect. That's all you need to say, dude. You don't need to go into a story. Just, no. Tiny little.
Huh? Yeah. Two people? No way.
Yeah, it's a little comedy routine you just got going there. That's where you leave it. They pick it up, great. If they don't, they leave it, you leave it.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I've learned, is it there's
did they
only –
pick it up or they
– I didn't say it. I felt weird because it was right from the sexual arousal to that. And like I had the eggplant, which I sent you flipping on my phone.
You did send me an eggplant, Jeff. So, yeah.
But I've been doing that. There's an art to it. Like somebody was ordering coffee and they were being like, can you do what about can you heat this up a little more? And I was like, getting my sugar and I was like, you're being difficult, aren't you? And she's like, yeah, I'm difficult. And, like, it was like we were both, like, reaching for the same things as I was, like, going up and she was going under and I was, like, going like this. And I was like, I didn't say anything else. I was just, like, juggling as she was moving in and out. And then she walks away and she goes, have a good day. And I was like, oh.
Because she gave you a little value to that situation. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not attractiveness. It's definitely.
It's the balls. It's the balls to be able to say just like, oh, you're tough, aren't you? You're tricky.
It's also an old school thing. It's not as many new school people.
That's true. That is true. You know,
conversation is an older school thing. Uh-huh. Well, because back then you couldn't just text your friends. I mean, your friends were at their houses, and at best they were a phone call away, which was in your house. You didn't have your phone on you. So you had to go home and get on your phone to get access to your friends or go to their house. Nowadays, we got them in our pocket. We got them on all different social media platforms. We got them. I can anytime I want. I can send you a picture of an eggplant doing whatever the hell I want anytime I want.
People can respond 2 days later, and it kind of seems normal now.
Right. But back in the day, I think like you're away from your friend. You're like away from your family. You're away from everyone for a little while. You're like out on an island. You're doing your own adventure. And like you see someone else out here getting coffee, and you're like, hello, kind sir. Getting coffee with me?
Let's do a selfie like together.
This is incredible.
Oh, social medias. We'll talk about that in a second. There's one thing I want to cover. Is that I don't know. There's a reason. Like in my brain, there's always like a reason, like a concrete purpose for talking to somebody, at least in the past.
Who was the reason?
Who was and
sorry, just trying to slip it in there.
Like usually it was like I'm attracted to this person, or I already know them, or like they're a friend, or like I have a joke that I want to crack. I rarely ever would crack a joke.
Jack a croak. I rarely jack a croak. Anyway.
So the this is like the purpose for talking to people is just like it gives me a little bit of joy. Like, that's the honest, like, it's just a little bit of joy that happens, even if the conversation ends awfully. Like, oh, that joke didn't work. You, you revel in that, like, afterwards, you're like, man, that was weird reaction by me or her, or I shouldn't have said that. Or,
going to blow your mind. Do you know sometimes I run into people I've had one-time interactions with, like, years later?
Like, do you know? Like, the one things you say, like, the coffee thing. You're kind of tricky, aren't you? And then, like... Never
saw her 2 years later and recognized her, and she met eyes with you. Would you be like, ah, and hold the door for her? Like, you're like, hey, what's going on? You still tricky?
Do you think she would not know?
She might if she had she said goodbye to you, right? Have a nice day, whatever she said.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think actually she might.
Event.
Yeah. It's surprising what you would remember. Do you think she would?
It's almost like you're creating inside jokes with someone you don't even know.
That would, I guess the next time that person, if I were to see that the girl I said, tiny table, like if she were alone walking somewhere and was like looking for a place and like, I was like, tiny table, she would be like, wait a second.
You have to see recognition in the other person's eyes. You can't just say they're walking along and you're like, tiny table much? You just get up. You get up in their face. You're like, tiny table, bitch. Tiny table! You're just screaming at her, and she's like, I don't know who you are.
This guy's crazy. Like, oh! Someone arrest him.
Yeah, you would be arrested.
That 2 minutes, I'm allowed to go nuts.
Tiny table!
The problem is you can't get recognition from someone. Do they really honestly – maybe they're more aware of you than you realize, that they maybe see you from a ways away, and then you see them, and there's like an interaction before you even know there's an interaction. I feel like I'm more observant than most people, so I'm aware if they're near me or around me or like behind me.
Right, but you wouldn't be able to tell if that statement is true. The I'm more observant than most people, only because they could observe it just as much and pay attention to it, but not vocalize it to you or vocalize it anywhere. They don't have podcasts or, you know what I'm saying? So maybe they are influenced by the things you do. I have no idea.
The mysteries. Of episode 54, Civilization, Culture, Society.
Is that what episode that was all about?
Yeah, it was.
Good episode.
We also had 53 was a good one.
Oh, classic. Pornography.
Yeah.
Everyone's craving that salt of the earth pornography.
I can't wait for all those views when we drop that episode. So many people are going to be so disappointed.
We're still not... Oh, this is confusing. So we're
before at
the episode, by the time this episode drops, they will all have dropped, though.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what's happening today. We don't have to tell everyone.
No, we don't.
when they're seeing pornography, they're seeing pornography. When they're seeing this episode, they're seeing
this episode. All I can say is that I barely remember anything about pornography because it was so long ago.
Wow. Since you've looked at it?
Since I've ascended.
How often would you say you look at pornography?
See, this is one of the questions that gets personal. I'll answer it. I will, but you have to answer it too.
Cool. Okay.
Probably like every other day.
Damn it. That's my exact answer. I was going to say once every 2 days.
Well, Reddit.
And I was like, I wonder if he's going to go every day.
If
what's he going
to do? If you
every
ever,
other, every once a week?
If you sort Reddit by like new, there's like, this is a weird thing about Reddit too. So there's like porn every 10. Every 10 posts.
Well, like, hold on. What
What subreddits?
Yeah, like what subreddits have porn that isn't every day? Like not a porn subreddit, but it's a subreddit that has porn.
It's like Real Girls. It's like it's all porn though. Like it's not safe for work. It's and I'm porn. Like, yeah.
But that's a porn. That's anyway.
There's it's not it's in like the normal like front page feed or whatever.
Oh, okay. So this is a front page thing?
Yeah, when you do like a new sort by new and do like all, it like shows you mm-hmm. everything that was brand new. So like it'll be in there. But the weird thing is that like Reddit somehow has like it has like a title that like looks ambiguous, like it could be a man or a woman, and you have to like mm-hmm. really read the subreddit to see like bros for bros, and it's like whoa, and it's like it, I'm gonna stop right there. Yeah, don't misclick. That's a dangerous misclick.
At this point in my life, I don't even care. If I click, like, this is my problem with Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter is the land of trolls. Trolls are my favorite people. I love trolls. Trolls sometimes pose as the left pandering to the right pandering to the left, people pandering to other people.
Overkill.
And, right. People saying, I read the BOFA report, and someone's like, what's BOFA? And it's like, BOFA these nuts. Like, stuff going it's not fun. Anyway, like, just, it's trolls nonstop. And sometimes, like, people are like, my son, who, his dad's a Marine, had this to say. And it's like, you got to click it to enlarge it. And I'm like, oh, like, what is it? One of those stories? And it's like a dude's dick with a foreskin around some Oreos. And I was like, God damn it. And I was like, why did you do that? And then I was like, son of a bitch. And it wasn't directed at me at all. It was like one person, to like a politician or something. And I was like, wow, what's got all these likes on Twitter that's aimed at, you know, Paul Ryan? I'm like, I wonder if it's like someone that's like a child crying, being like, bring my daddy home from war. And I click it, and there it is. It's a dick, and there's a foreskin, and we got Oreos wrapped in there. I don't know how I got 3 Oreos wrapped in this foreskin, but
oh man, I just and wonder.
I didn't go in there looking for that, but I found it. Thank you.
I wonder how like the celebrities must get that like every single second of the day,
all the time. If I'm a celebrity, I'm not reading Twitter. I will not even open any of my replies. If I'm a politician, nope.
No, you have someone like, else do it for you.
Pig poop balls.
Not what.
Pig poop balls?
Pig poop balls.
Ball. Can you Google that for yourself? It's just a pig pooping, and it's sliding down its own ass, but its balls are in the way. It's one of the most commonly crude pictures. Oh, it's going to show up if you start writing just pig, I'm sure. There's like poop balls.
Pig next. Poops on his own balls.
And that's him.
Was it going to have audio?
No. Yeah, it's just a picture. What? There's an action?
There's a video of a pig.
I never saw the video. It's just a picture.
That does not look like a healthy anus.
Anyway, I always just... That image is one of the most popular images, not the video.
The video was just... I mean, they're trying to go for likes. Trying to get in... Oh my like, goodness.
Yeah, right? Isn't that... Anyway... You can literally respond to any politician on Twitter with pig poop balls for anything. If he's like, we made a great move today. I think we got 74 more followers. There's new housing in development, and we're moving forward tomorrow. Thank the people. And one of the replies will always be pig poop balls. There's no words. It's just like, God. So in that respect, the internet has ruined my right to watch normal like Oreos and a wiener. I see pig poop balls. I see all sorts of terrible stuff. Thank you, internet.
No, I feel like there's like China, the communist state. They ban all this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do they have it better or much, much worse?
Here's the problem. They have no idea pig poop balls exist. What happens when they do find out? Is it worse for them now? Oh, my God. This is terrible.
That's a universal thing, though. Look at that. Holy crap.
No.
Oh, man.
No, those are big balls. That's a big
poop. That's surprising in a lot of regards.
Yeah, I know.
I think they'll be rejoicing. They'll be holding up their memes.
For the Chinese government, let us view the internet. Big poop balls be there.
Yeah.
I think so.
$1 billion lottery ticket win.
Did we air haul them? We can. Never mind. The other one.
Yeah, you worry about the future, past participle. This will have had happened.
This will have had occurred. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Good use.
Lottery? No, I don't.
It's weird. We're starting to get out of my range.
Yeah. I mean, these things are far back there. I don't know that it really. I guess we never answered how much we actually play the lottery. It's like, do you actually play it?
No.
I do it. I used to do it a lot. And maybe spend like $100 a year on it.
Oh, a year. Jesus Christ. I was going to say a week. I was going to tell you you have a problem.
Yeah. No. There are times when I get into it and I think, you know, it's getting larger and larger and I've already played. I justify it and I spend the same amount of money every time because it's the pot's getting larger. Why not?
Is it $20?
Yeah. I'll put $20 in on like the odds or 1 in 25 million or something.
Right.
Who doesn't want to hope that they can change their life dramatically? But that does turn out to be a curse. And
kind of does.
More and more I'm like, I'm not going to do this unless it's, you know.
Did we cover this? Where we ultimately came to the realization, or I did, or you did, or someone did, that sustainable wealth is different than a one lump sum?
Very much so. Well, wealth that you're generating on your own ability is much different because you feel happy. Because that's what gives you happiness. Ability.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. That's more happiness if you're generating it yourself.
Sort of. Yeah. I think you have to have social interaction. I think most people get really wealthy and decide that they don't need social interaction, and that's the downfall.
That's a good point. Jeannie. Is that what she did?
She was plotting all those years to get that check from the scientists. Poor Jeannie.
What's the last meal she bought, honestly? Jeannie's just living high on the hog.
What year? Do you know how old she was? That wasn't so long ago.
1940s? I don't know. 1960s?
You think so?
Yeah, I think it was like the 40s or 60s. It might have even been before that. Who the hell knows?
I wanna...
Jeannie, yeah. Psychology? Just type in psychology.
Feral Child, 57.
There you
1957.
Go. Wait, what years did I say? 40 to 60?
It's a big range. She's now age 66.
I still got it right. Is she still alive?
I don't know. It doesn't say that she's dead. Usually if it's a medical story, they release more information on her. So.
Working at the local bank. Respect it.
That story makes me sad all the way around. I don't know how you can do that to another human being. Pass judgment on them and say they need to live a life where they're deprived.
Well, I guess we got to look at it from he's the good guy, right? It was her dad.
He's protecting everyone else. How do you...
No, I was going with he had no money and she would get made fun of every day at school and she would get picked at. People would throw rocks at her. She would get tormented. At least here she's safe. I'm making something up.
Okay, I was like...
I'm not trying to really justify it. I'm saying what he might be thinking.
No, I'm thinking like there's no way... How do you give birth to a child and not have them recorded and then not... have them interact with anybody? Like, how does this family know? How do, like, if she's gone outside at all, other people are aware of her.
There's something that happens with all these crazy stories you hear where, like, shit's like, he kept her in a basement for 18 years. Like, even when someone kidnaps a person or a kid, it's the ball starts rolling and you can't stop because there's legal repercussions. Like if he brought her out at age 5 out of nowhere and she was chained to a bed or whatever.
Do you think she wouldn't be normal, but she could adjust
better. She wouldn't be, but right. 13. And think of this. There'd probably be legal action against them. They'd probably arrest them, maybe for life. So now she has no parent. And he's like, well, we went so far. Let's keep going. Like there's a, you've started a ball rolling. You can't stop. And now the ball is so big behind you. It's just huge. It's ginormous. If you stop now, it's like life in prison. They're going to take her away. They're going to turn her into a scientific study. They're going to give her free dinner, free lunch, free breakfast. This bitch is eating free every day.
Just called her a fish. You really don't like Jeannie, do you?
I really actually have nothing against her. I started
that's
my trope.
That's what the dad would say.
No, stop it. I'm her father. I'm not.
Yeah.
Next episode.
With that, hold on. So that I watched the Elizabeth Smart. She has like a documentary kind of movie thing. Elizabeth Smart's the girl that was in, I want to say, Utah. She was stolen when she was like 13-ish from her home by these two religious nuts.
Yeah, I know about the story.
She was taken for 9 months.
Is that how long she was there? 9 months?
Yeah, 9 months. And she said she was...
Was it a compound? Were there other people
there? No, it was like in the woods. It was like tent. It was some guy who thought he was like a religious prophet and his kind of religious wife, real wife, I guess... But they're both like in their 60s, maybe 50s. And she was pretty much tortured. And she had Stockholm syndrome like a little bit. But the crazy thing I thought of that whole thing was that he got out. Eventually, they caught her by, I think they went to a grocery store and they were shoplifting. And the cops were like, what's going on here? And then the whole thing is like, I am Elizabeth Smart. She like whispers it because she's so shocked by the whole situation. And then that's how they get caught. That's the grand thing. Like she had so many opportunities to escape. Anyway, when they get arrested and they get tried, and this was like 10 years ago, the guy gets like 2 life sentences because he abducted her, he chained her up, and then stole a lot of things from her. And the woman, I don't know why they struck a plea deal, but they did. She got 15 years for doing.
I know exactly why. Think about this. What if they had him at one lifetime, which could be, I don't know what that equates to, but if you cut it in half, what's one lifetime? What do they let you out in? 40 years?
The dude's like 60 years old, so he's going to die in
prison. Right, but hold on. So
what? Paroled in 5 years. Jesus. This is wrong.
But if you do get a lifetime sentence, one lifetime sentence.
Yeah.
Do you get half for good behavior?
No, I think you can choose to not have parole, ineligible for parole, which why wouldn't you be able to get both of those people permanently in prison to their death?
I wonder if they needed her testimony to get like serious repercussions against him. Like otherwise it would just be circumstantial kidnapping and circumstantial. He had her at some point. Like they didn't have her story, so they couldn't corroborate the actual kidnapping, which was an extra life sentence. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I agree with your guessing that it's a possibility. I just don't see how. When you have the person who was kidnapped.
15 years, what, 75? Was she going back out and doing anything else?
Yeah. Do you really want that crazy person who held somebody for 9 months going out in the world?
I don't. But do you think at 75 she can do anything? I feel like prison's not going to be nice to her for 15 years. She's going to come out barely able to function, let alone... function at a high enough level that she can take care of herself and ruin someone else's life is my guess.
We'll see. We'll be alive to see if it happens.
Correction for the podcast. Unpatterning. Say that she wouldn't be able to ruin another life. She kidnapped my wife.
That covers our 50th episode podcast mistakes. Nick's mistake covers it.
Wow. That's weird.
We did have an interview in the middle of that, which we're going to have next time. I think one of the next times coming up. We had Austin's interview. Serious? Yeah.
It's Austin. I hope he's doing good, dude.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I don't know if he got discouraged because our drops are really far away. I wonder if he was hoping to see like a brand new episode in a week. But he also I'll get into my little shtick right now is that to make a podcast, to have a website, to have it all linked to all your socials and do all the stuff that's work. Necessary. Yeah, it's a lot of work. And most people don't get there. I mean, they probably think, you know, it's going to take me a month. It took me like 3 months and I already know what I'm doing. So it's going to take you probably a lot longer if you don't know what you're doing. And then it's more effort too. So it's...
Holy shit, the bomb has dropped.
I don't know where he's at in making his own podcast. I haven't heard anything back from him. But I don't know if he's going to get there. It's the same thing with, and this is not anything negative on them. It's like Joanna. Neuron Air, yeah.
Yeah, what have they dropped any episodes?
I don't know that they did any more. I haven't heard any feedback on more episodes. You would think people would be more forthcoming. I feel like I'm a good resource to just like say like, hey Dan,
things over.
Yeah, listen to this. Tell me what you think. Like, I will do that. I will do that for pretty much anybody. I do that for random strangers on Reddit. They're like, sure. Can you listen to this? I'll be like, yeah.
Sure.
Most people don't do that, and they give you shitty reviews with no logic. Bastards. But yeah, I feel like by the time we drop the episode for Neuron Air, which will be in the past, right? But yeah, coming up very soon in relative time. Ooh. She thought she might have a website up, might have, I think, grant money or something to do more episodes. And I just think time just kind of pulls apart, gets stretched out so that your perception of when you're going to do things is now like multiples longer than what you think.
Time is the ultimate destroyer, dude. It F's people up good.
I think people see themselves as who they are now in 30 years. I just don't think that's possible to be the same I think person.
People also, your sense of time gets established at a certain age. Let's say 18, 20, somewhere in there. 17, 25.
I see this with people that I work with. Their personalities are strange.
Your sense of time gets established earlier.
No.
And you think, I got all this time. I hang out with my friends on this time. I do this in my free time. I do my homework before midnight. You know what I mean?
Your personality, essentially.
A little bit, but I'm literally just sense of time. You think, this is like a whole episode. We could talk about time, which we did. Episode Far Away and Beyond.
Look at that.
But you don't – do you ever sever contacts or sever friendships or sever connections in your life? Not really. You kind of just let them
– Episode 26.
Nice. Good eye. I never sever a contact or sever a friendship or sever anything. You
actually
let it float, I want to say.
Yeah. You never say we're done really being friends. Why would you ever say that?
No. By the way, we are no longer friends. Sin.
That's like what you do with a breakup, like a bad girlfriend or boyfriend. You end it and then it's like, hope I never hear from you again. That's one of the most painful things to actually hear from somebody. It's like, I no longer want your input on anything.
Right. Well, you have to because a relationship's weird like that.
Yeah, because you're going to get reconnected. Because the initial spark is always there if you're started with an initial spark.
Interesting. But you are constantly adding new relationships, new connections every day, new jobs, new responsibilities, new friendships, new this, new places you go to eat, new chores you do, new hobbies you want to pick up, but you don't sever as many as you make so that you end up having so many that you can't fulfill them all. And your time is just spent doing the ones that you think you can fulfill in a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis, or daily.
Or ones that you're – usually the people that I will like communicate with that I haven't talked to in a long time are the ones that I was like curious about. Like, I'm curious, like, what you're doing now, or just, like, I never got this piece of you.
I don't think
you don't do that.
No, I do as well, but I don't think everyone does.
I don't think anyone, no one ever contacts me and out of the blue from like 3 years ago and says, hey, you, I remember you were doing this one thing. How'd that turn out? No one, no. I do, I will say, I jumped on AIM one time in the past like year.
And I think we talked about this, and I was like, you were on AIM. I think we literally discussed it, but go ahead, bring it up.
But people started messaging me because I guess they still had AIM. It still existed in their mind as like a messaging service. In my mind, it's dead. But like people,
yeah, I haven't logged on.
I guess I was really influential back when I was like 13, that they were like 20 years later still like, hey, hey you. And I was like, whoa, yeah, things are awesome.
Were they on the dismal train?
Yeah, they were.
Nice. Good.
It's amazing. I'm surprised.
But again, those people decided to keep being on AIM. Most people didn't.
So they stayed stuck in the place that they were. Plus,
I'm not going to look down on it because like everyone's going to die eventually. I don't care what you do with your time, but what you do with your time is who you are.
Yeah. And when I was like 12 or 13, I was a little dictator in the game that we played with those guys. So I feel like I...
Which game? Because you also brought this up in a past episode.
Tribes. Tribes was like an open...
Game you brought up last time.
No. Okay. It's free world where you could float and ski and like you shoot people, capture the flag. Mm-hmm. So there's like a lot of like team...
Marksmanship?
Yeah. That's the word I was going to go for, but it wasn't. There's a team aspect.
Because it's like fun work. Worksmanship.
Yeah. Team coordination. That I tried to spell out in different diagrams and stuff. So those people saw I was trying to do something and like we're trying to play as like a professional team almost. But what can you do? Everyone's playing a game. What can you do? So I think I made an impact on them, and 20 years later, apparently I did. I guess this goes back to you don't really understand what other people think of you. I guess I assume, I assume worse than they probably do think of me. If I run into somebody like 5 times in a week and they don't like acknowledge me, does that mean that they're ignoring me, or does it mean that they just don't realize that I'm there?
Well, if it's always at the wrong time of the day.
Yeah, if they're doing something else. Maybe they're like chewing on a peanut. I can't talk. Drinking. Mouthful of water.
Chewing on a peanut. This peanut's really working me here. Gotta finish this peanut. It's like Tiny Tim at dinner.
Shaving it off.
No, we can afford today thanks to Mr. Scrooge.
But you never know what the other person is doing, thinking, or might be incapable of responding to because you just aren't them.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I guess this is ultimately a thing too. How often is it, I didn't hear you. I wish I had heard you. That's interesting. Like hearing from you. You can't distinguish that from, I heard you. I was trying to ignore you to be polite. I didn't care. You can't tell that difference in a total stranger, can you?
It's where it's too loud and you can't make out what they actually said. Where you go, oh, okay, yeah. And it's like, it really depends. You don't want to say, oh, I'm sorry. I do that sometimes, but you can't do that. Like, it's still the same loudness in here. It's never going to work.
Yeah. Say it again. No, it doesn't matter. Just say it. Yeah, say it again. Okay, I still couldn't hear you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guy's an asshole.
Yeah, that's no good.
Guy's an asshole. What a douchebag.
You wanted to tell me that twice? Huh. Versus the other way, though. Like, oh, I wish I had heard. I actually had something really funny to say to that. And you're like, damn.
This is why I want to believe in God. I want to believe that he's going to come back and say, this is what she said to you like 30 years ago. This could have changed your life if you had just heard what she said.
I guess so. You'll never know.
Yeah.
That's weird. Sorry, I'm getting something off my toe.
Yeah, you're doing weird shifts around.
Yeah, I am.
So that brings us down to our Halloween October episodes.
Hated it. Hate Halloween.
Ooh. Blood doping, Halloween, scary movies, horror movies, fear, horror, terror, fright, fight, flight.
Wait, when are they going to drop?
October.
So this is dropping after October? That's bizarre.
Much, much further after.
Time's weird.
Yeah. I'm curious how much... I mean, we have a lot of topics that we could cover in the future, and I keep coming up with more of them. And I think we fleshed them out so much that we could probably do this endlessly. To actually run out of topics. We'll recycle probably, not remember. But I feel like we remember quite a bit about what we talk about.
Well, because they're... Oh, okay, sorry. I opened our podcast. I heard an echo real quick. I've seen how we looked. Oh. Sorry, I have a zit right here for the audio version.
That's why we couldn't do arousal.
Right here. That's why we couldn't do sexiness and arousal. Because I don't want to just...
arousal.
I don't want to not be arousing. I mean, I probably sound really good on the audio, but nothing...
That's another thing.
I sound better without zit.
Do you think people like the sound of your voice? Like, without actually making words, do you think you get to, could you go up to somebody without saying words and attract them with your voice?
Oh. Yep.
You think you could? Oh, man. Woo! Just a little woo!
I guess so. Do you think a girl ever fell in love with a guy and then found out afterwards that he was... mentally incapable?
Yeah, like this is a...
He was just making noises at a comedy show, and you were like, I was laughing at the same jokes. He's like, woo, baby. And just like, and then you walk up to him, and you're like, I really like some of the jokes you got into, and I noticed you were laughing at the same, and he was like, and she was like, well, yeah, I think it's great. Do you want my number or anything? And he was like, woo! And she was like, oh, this is odd. What's intense. Your name? And he's like, ha ha! And she was like, oh my God. Actually. And he was like, ooh, baby.
Oh, but in your fantasy world, the woman actually comes up to you?
Yep, and that's all I can do.
Yeah.
Make sounds like
that. Yeah. Is this a dream or a nightmare? I can't tell.
It's a fantasy.
My Mario and mine. Woohoo!
Finally can't talk.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to come up in our sexual attraction one.
I think it will.
Hmm. Is there anything else you would like to cover?
Yeah, hide that wedding ring for the arousal episode. That's what I'm saying.
Think it comes off anymore.
Oh!
Only when I get greasy.
People find that attractive. Habit routine, social anxiety, Jack the Ripper, prison inmates, and trash garbage podcast reflection, memory brain, neuron, fatherhood. I wanted to say we missed not much.
I'm looking at the list right now. Feel like
I know you are.
I guess it's what's the general mood of looking at the ones in the past that are coming up in the future?
They haven't dropped yet.
Yeah.
Actually, which one just dropped?
I think 41. There's a reflection that we did.
No, I didn't think so.
And it's trash.
I think prison just went. I think trash is coming up either today or tomorrow or something.
Oh, maybe it's trash. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because I listened to them. I'm a subscriber. I think it's a great podcast.
Maybe not this episode, but in general, yeah.
In general, I think they're very... They look scientifical. More in their description. When we get to break it down, it's not as scientific. I don't know.
So for the subreddit podcast sharing, I see people half-ass a lot of shit. They're like, mm-hmm. Episode one of something I don't know how to name yet. Give me a name and listen to it and tell me what we're actually talking about. And it's like,
I mean,
what are you doing? Like, why don't you define what you're – at least define what you're trying to do? How do you feel? Would you half-ass it and try to see what stuck?
A little bit, because what if you start a podcast with someone you don't like and you don't like the name of the group and you don't like anything and you hate the partner – but you're already so far into it and you're like, damn, I should have went blank blank.
You should have tested the waters more. Do a spinoff.
You should have. Now it's too late. Now you're stuck with someone. And he wears a shirt that says daddy for the reference.
Pound daddies.
Hashtag.
If you need shoes, we both have rental shoes that you could, charitable shoes you could wear. Pound those daddies. Yeah.
Newborn shoes, never worn.
Saddest
phrase. No, they were the wrong. They were girl shoes. I got a boy. Surprise, gotta give the shoes away. That would be the not the saddest story ever.
Oh. When somebody say hi and I missed it, I would have responded to them.
Was it anyone funny or cool?
I don't know. I don't even know who they are. They should probably do what they want to do. I'm not going to tell them what to do, but they should probably do certain things.
Through their jeans?
That's in the next episode.
Oh, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
he said, bitch, I'm funny. He spelled it wrong, though. He spelled bizitch.
Who was it?
I don't know this person. I don't ever know these people on the internet. They just talk.
Who was it?
He's going to fight me now, apparently. His name is Rothy Rear. Frothy Rear. Something like that. Frotham in the Rear. I think that's what it says. Hmm. He's going down a road he can't handle.
Oh. Cocaine getting to you? Oh, he's smearing blood. Oh, folks, we got our first bloody podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm, is it? Mm. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I think you were going down on an Eskimo.
Bleed my nose.
Time of the month. So here, I'll ask you some non sequiturs.
Mm-hmm.
What am I get into? If you stop bleeding.
I don't know how to stop bleeding.
Your face is always bleeding its area.
It's like when I do MMA and they get punched in the face and they cut and they just bleed all over their face.
It's over.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to fight that way.
All right. What's your shower order? I know we discussed this in a previous episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Small soap, big soap. You do your...
You can do face first and go all work your way down. Dirty areas last. Unless you have two different soaps. And then you do tiny soap up the woo and then regular soap elsewhere.
That makes sense. But next time you shower, aren't you washing your face with soap that last I checked was touching your grundle
and
stuff?
That is true.
And then sat for 3 days or a day or whatever it was, just lingering in the shower after it touched your balls and everything?
This is the dog's mouth thing. So a dog's mouth naturally cleanses itself, so it's clean.
Uh-huh.
So if a dog eats down its own poop, you don't want to have it lick you right away. You just wait 3 days and then it'll get clean eventually.
I guess. That's a good point. I don't know.
Plus, you could slather it up.
My favorite social interactions are the ones that are with people of service. Like, hey, I ripped the tickets at a movie theater. Hey, I work at CVS. Hey, whatever. But my favorite thing in the world is when they say something like, enjoy the movie or see you next time. And you go, you too. And you're like, yeah, you know, whatever.
You have to add that extra filter to make sure that you don't say enjoy your meal and you're just like, yeah, you oh.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, there you go. That's another one. Restaurant.
And yes, we are enjoy streaming together.
You too.
It's via Discord if anyone's questioning. And we're super connected.
Oh, who doesn't know that already?
Somebody that's doesn't know us, obviously. But yes.
That's what we do.
I agree with you. So I have to, have to make sure that I don't respond the same way.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Thanks. And you're like, but your car's on fire. And then you're like, oh.
Thanks.
Thanks.
What do you think of my idea for starting a business where we write thank you for the thank you cards?
Thanks for your thanks?
Yeah. Think we'll catch on? Get mine.
Only if it's automated. I thought about this today, actually.
Yeah, 100% automated. I wouldn't want you to actually physically have to figure them out.
I
almost think it's tongue-in-cheek dickhead a little bit. Like someone has the audacity to send you a thank you card to come in for their kids.
Always has more exclamation points than whatever they sent you.
Dude, one more plus one exclamation point, baby. Yeah.
I was thinking I could do this for my wife. I could send her an email that's automated every day.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, thanks for taking the kids. Thanks for doing the dishes. Thanks for just like, but do it regardless. Just true like love. Set a true time. Love. Yeah. Thanks for making dinner. Like she didn't make dinner.
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. You're automating love. That's what you're trying to do.
But initially she'd be like, oh, that's this. What the hell is this next
for
message?
Like 20 hours. It would be hot.
Yeah.
Hot and heavy, baby.
Oh.
How about this one? Can you cry underwater?
Can you cry underwater? Is this your Like,
these are my nonsense.
They're never going to see me cry. I think I can. I think this is a challenge. We have to increase the salinity of the water.
So if it's in a globe around your head, distilled water, any salt would change it, right?
Yeah, and then you could dry it and then figure out the weight of salt that you cried. So you can say who cried more underwater.
This brings us to our celebrity challenge.
Woo! What do you got?
Which celebrity should cry underwater? Who's the heavyset guy? He's on Twitter a lot. He's in acting and food. He looks like Frodo a little bit. Sam.
Wise Gamgee?
Yeah, but he's a real actor. His name is...
Ooh.
I wanted him to go against Madonna. I think it would be interesting.
You don't even know who the guy is. You can't even describe him. I could look him up if you give me some keywords.
Dark hair.
That doesn't help.
Jesus Christ. That does help. It cuts out half the population.
This is not Guess Who. Flick, 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 flick.
He's an extra in everything he ever does. He has a name that either sounds like a food or a really famous name, but he's not as famous as his name.
All the extras that no one can name can challenge Madonna.
I'm not done. He loves food. He's heavy set. He's short. He's active on Twitter. He's fairly liberal.
Do you have anything specific?
I'm picturing him. I actually can see his face. I just wish... it's going to come to me. I wish I could look him up. I'm going to just type in all these terms.
Pig poops on own balls. So look at anything like that. Man. You have to name like a movie he's been in.
See, he's always an extra. Anyway, they should both cry into a fishbowl around their head. God damn it.
Yeah, you should have probably written his name down.
I just thought of him.
It's those guys. I know exactly who you're talking about in general.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's that guy that's in like that movie I can't name. The Majestic. There's a guy that comes up at the end that has this face that's so recognizable. Yet no one wants to look at that face for an entire movie, so he only shows up for about 30 seconds.
Yes.
Like, and it's like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, my corrections.
He has a fish face, and he's very round, but he's tall and lanky.
All right, do you do, moving on, crotch or ass when you're in a public place?
Crotch or ass?
Yeah, if you're going down an aisle, whether it's in a plane or at a ball field or something.
Man or woman, right? Give the man your ass, give the woman your crotch. Because you can.
Is that the polite?
That's why I rotate. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. I flip.
Pardon me. Oh, excuse me. Got to turn around. Got to give me my old crotch.
Ma'am. Ma'am, you have a choice here.
They have a plan.
What about you?
I think I'm usually ass to people. I feel like that's more polite. Like,
I feel like any mistakes.
Because the dick is like to look them in the face and say, here's mine. You know what I'm saying? If I give them my ass, then like no one's looking. And I'm like.
It gives you anonymity.
I got to get by. Yeah, I got to get by. Come on. Why are there holes in crackers?
Perforations. I don't know. That's a good one. Good
question. What if you were addicted to counseling?
You stop. Like,
there's a group. Never mind. It's a support thing. Never mind. Why are they called marbles if they're not made of marble? Which is a good question. Do you know?
I don't know this.
I didn't look it up.
They look like marble?
I guess. I didn't look it up.
The whole podcast should be like, maybe? I think so. I'm going to have to look this up now.
Did we discuss if you own the airspace above your land that you own?
I think you own up to like a certain height. So people can't build over you.
How about the other way? Down towards the core.
That's mineral rights. There's a different value.
How far does it go?
I think it's infinite.
Really? To the core?
How deep
mineral rights do you own? I don't know. Because I know we discussed airspace before.
Oh, man. This is a good question, actually. I want to know.
Cool. Think about it.
We'll come
we discuss.
We'll cover this in the next episode where we cover a random crap.
Nice. Random crap episode. Is that what this is?
Sure.
Stall tactics. Why do you drive on a parkway, but my wife Carol left me?
Wait, there's one thing in escapism. Man caves that I wanted to bring up.
Oh, yeah. We never got into man caves.
Yeah, that's one of the weirdest escapisms. So you work, you own your own house, and inside your house, which you own and is yours, you
have a room that's yours.
Yeah.
Ah, this is mine.
Yeah. You specify an area that no one else could go into, really.
I guess it says that my wife did everything else. This is mine. Is that kind of what that is?
Well, the wife tries to take over the entire house and, yeah, makes it.
Right, she probably decorated it and everything.
Yeah, because I guess that's what they do. Why do they keep doing it?
That's not what I said.
So do you have a man cave? Is this your man cave?
Kind of. I have all my music stuff in here and my computer. Yeah, I guess so.
Sports.
But I did not. It says sports on the decor, but I did not install that, so that's not mine.
Originally, marbles were made of marble, but it was too expensive to mass produce them.
That's wild. I had no idea. So that's why they were marbles, and that's why they look like that. So they made glass to look like marble, essentially.
Huh.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Here's a rogue question. Wile E. Coyote, why did he keep buying Acme products?
Because they always failed. He was in a communist state.
Like loyalty to the brand, you think?
Did you see that there was a museum that had a black hole that was painted in Vanta Black, which is like no light escapes from Vanta Black. It's the blackest paint known to man. So
go on.
So the museum had an exhibit that was literally a hole that looked like it was fake because you couldn't tell depth at all. And it was like 6 or 8 feet deep and somebody fell into it. Because they didn't have any.
Well, here's my question. Barriers. That wouldn't. It's one of those things that doesn't show up on camera the same as it would in real life, right? Because I guess camera relies on reflective light.
Does the eye?
Have you seen video of it?
I don't know. The picture looked like it was a cartoon, and that's exactly what happened. Like the Wile E. Coyote, it looked like he placed a fake like hole on black the ground. Hole. So this old person just walked over it, thinking it was like a black spot.
So there's some more questions here. If you die with braces on, do they take them off? These are like bad questions, but non sequiturs.
Yeah.
I actually want to give a shout out. It's from a website called instructables.com.
Oh boy. We got a disruption here. I think it's me. I think I might have to cut it. Ba-da-doo. Something broke. Everything broke. Huh. So quick reset. Some mouse break. I'm gonna just cut it off there. It's like resetting everything. There we go. That was weird. I got it.
What happened?
I think I lost internet for like 2 seconds.
Weird. So you so you're still there. Okay.
Yeah. I kept it recording.
Okay. So we're still recording. This is what we do through a crisis. Yes, they would keep your braces on. As your family remembered you. Straighten those teeth, baby.
Well, I mean, you would be held liable, right? If you didn't, like, do they teach dentists how to work on a corpse?
I don't know.
Orthodontists or how to remove braces from
it. Is it orthodonti? It should be.
Orthodontesis.
Ooh. How about this one? What happens if during a life-saving surgery, the doctor has a heart attack? Do they work on the doctor or the patient first?
I like these ones. This is pretty good. This is all from the same website?
Good. Yeah. It's like a 10-year-old website. It's like really old.
You have, logically, you'd work on the doctor because the doctor can then save the patient, right?
If he's the only one. He's going to be in ER, but whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Why is it that every time you talk and then go to sing, you sing in a higher octave? And I thought, oh, that's probably because I'm talking like this and then I'm talking like this.
It's like a falsetto.
A little bit. I guess it's because singing probably tightens the vocal cords though, maybe? I don't know.
But you could go low. Yeah. You can go low.
No one ever does. You imagine if you're like, hey, sing this next part.
I'm singing the next part.
No one does that. You have
to make it it's a social effect. Agreement that you have to sing higher.
Yeah, I think so. I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird. I saw a few more. No, these are all suck further on.
They're reaching. They're done by a different writer.
Yeah. They just get to more dad-like type things. Like, why is a fat person go skinny dipping or something? I'm like, come on. Why do we put round pizza in a square box?
Manufacturability.
I was also going with strength of corners.
You really think the strong corners are there any boxes that are circles other than hat boxes?
Hat boxes and drums are all circle, I guess. Like when they sell something in drums, like laundry detergent or like certain chemicals.
So that's like a can of soda, but that has a structural property to it that's and a maximum amount of stuff inside of the can, maximizing the volume.
So I almost imagine if you crush a corner, the pizza's still safe. If you crushed a round pizza box, you would ruin the pizza, right?
Yeah, but usually I've never had a corner of a pizza box be crushed.
I'm just assuming. I don't know. These are old timey things. I have no idea.
It's always the cheese that's like, going left and right. It's kind of the cheese is so hot that it slides.
What would they do if they had to manufacture styrofoam and then ship it?
What do you? I don't know what you're getting at.
Put it in a box.
They put
styrofoam in the box. I have no idea. It's a good question. Because it has to get made somewhere and shipped elsewhere, right?
I thought they just dumped it in the ocean and let it float to its destination. Those Chinese.
Why is it a pair of underwear one item? That's a good question. Like, did that start a long time ago and we never fixed it?
Or a pair
of undies. No, that's one, sir. That's one underwears. I guess that happens with pants, too. Why does it happen with our lower wear, but not our upper wear? Shoes? Well, that is too shiny.
It originally came in two pieces, apparently, and you put one leg on at a time? That sounds like bullshit.
And last but not least, why does Goofy live in a house and Pluto in a dog house if they're both dogs?
Are they in the same universe?
Pluto is owned by Goofy or owned by Mickey.
Huh.
Sounds weird.
racially charged.
Pseudo-sexual? Maybe racial? I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
We got you, Walt. Anyway, these are some of the questions I came across that were like kind of like, you know, like I called them Seinfeldian questions, but really they're like, because I couldn't find, you Google Seinfeldian question, you get Seinfeld questionnaire, Seinfeld quiz, Seinfeld 100 question quiz, Seinfeld impossible quiz. And I was like, who cares?
People trying to mimic Seinfeld rather than the essence.
Right. I think our podcast kind of is a little bit of the essence of Seinfeld. We talk about weird stuff that no one will talk about a little bit.
I like the episode where they stretch the neck hole just a little bit and George can't let it go. Actually, George is the one who stretches it.
Right. But like that kind of thing. I was looking for all those questions and I couldn't find them. So I thought I would try and find my own. And like, who does get tipped when you're on vacation? Not the door guy, but the luggage guy. And not the concierge ever, but also all your drivers. What about the guy who holds the door for the driver?
And I feel this is different in every country because certain countries will tip their, they pre-tip their waiters. They give them actual wage that they could live on, but not in America. So like European waiters get paid a decent amount.
So you're not supposed to tip, or you you're can not tip, supposed but not to. As much?
They get confused when you tip up.
Like a couple bucks. Like $2?
It doesn't change your service. They're not basing... You're not basing your tip on the service they give you because their service is always going to be the same, regardless. They're not trying to show you a good time. Or,
interesting.
I don't know. This world is weird.
It sure is. We're going to cut through it with a goddamn hot knife, like through Italian people.
Now, here's one for you. So we roasted a chicken the other night. And the skin, when you roast a chicken, well, it was carved up.
Oh, well, it was dead.
Good. Yes. And it, like the skin on that is so crispy and so delicious. The fatty piece. Eating the skin is probably the best part of the chicken, right?
Yeah.
How is that not weird? If you were to eat the skin of other animals just because it tasted so good. Do you think human skin does that too? Can you get like crispy?
Probably. And it's probably got like fat properties and lipids and all that. The only problem is skin. Human skin has hair all over it. Like, especially if you're...
Like, you think chickens don't have feathers?
That's not hair.
Yeah, you can just burn that off. Singe it off. You can get the soft areas. We'll talk about this area next episode.
Ooh, is that in an erogenous zone?
Yeah. Oh, man.
All you people at home getting
erogenized.
Just wait till the next episode.
This is our mellow episode.
Before the crazy episode. This is like a between episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're stalling.
These are stall tactics. This is an interlude.
It's a stall tactic. Because we got a big something that's about to drop next week.
Right on some pig nuts.
Well, thank you for joining us. We talked about all our episodes, all our questions, all our corrections, all our things inside of things, all our things inside of other things.
Russian doll syndrome.
Russian doll syndrome. Homestock Sweden. Visit it if you get a chance. Thanks for joining us. We like you, folks. We like you.
Quite a bit.